Ye banks and braes, O bonny doon, how can ye bloom sae fresh and fair?
Scotland will not be independent just yet. Great Britain will still be held together by Scotch tape. But thousands of miles from Edinburgh, in the heart of Kolkata, there remains a piece of land that is indisputably Scottish. It's a relic of the British Raj, but it is the Scottish cemetery. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The English colonized India, but many of them were actually Scottish. Doctors, engineers, jute merchants, missionaries, they set up churches, schools, colleges. My own grandfather went to the Scottish Church College, which still exists in Kolkata. But the cemetery tells the other side of the story, says Bashabi Fraser, professor at the Edinburgh Napier University.
I think it shows a reality of many who didn't return and were sadly buried there.
The Scottish cemetery was founded in 1820.
I think it was a question of money. It became more expensive to be buried in the English cemetery, so the Scottish cemetery was set up.
Some 3,000 Scots, but also some Indians, were buried there in over 1,200 family graves. But after India became independent, the Scots were gone, the cemetery was closed, and it went to the weeds. Nita Das is a conservation architect hired by the Kolkata Scottish Heritage Trust to restore it.
When I entered the place, it was so overgrown. The jungle was much taller than me. And every year we clean it, after the monsoon, it's a nightmare because, you know, the jungle just comes back.
She hasn't seen lost Scottish ghosts, but lots of snakes, birds and antisocials.
Theft, robbery, drugs, drinking, prostitution.
And thieves aren't afraid of ghosts.
Like statues and statuaries and, you know, crosses and the ornamental pieces. It's almost all gone. We have almost nothing in the cemetery. It was all stolen.
Even its neglect tells a story that can find echoes in the independence referendum that just happened, says Fraser.
But the fact that it's been neglected also shows that, you know, there was more money to revitalize the English cemeteries, and the Scottish cemetery was once again, you know, it fell back into the margins.
The problem is Kolkata today has forgotten Scottish Calcutta. Nita Das.
Here, you see, it is nobody's heritage. It is not in the memory of anybody in the city. It is totally a piece of land which was going to be taken over by the builders to make a high-rise building.
The Scottish Heritage Trust stepped in to prevent that. Its head, Sir Charles Bruce, is a descendant of Robert Bruce of Bruce and the Spider fame. And they are trying again to save this cemetery. Even relearning forgotten technologies of building with lime and mortar instead of using cement and concrete.
It is very inappropriate to use cement to repair a lime building.
Some might say enough with colonial nostalgia. Many Scots got rich off Indian spoils. Bashabi Fraser.
Many came back with a lot of money and became what we call the Scottish nabobs.
It's time to turn the page and move on. But Fraser says the story continues like a river.
The Scots went to India, brought India back with them, and that is why I'm here today, you know, following that trail. I've come here from the very shores that Scots landed on.
And if this cemetery is restored, it will not just be a tourist attraction for Scots whose grandparents were buried there, but a green lung in a very congested city. Saved not because it's important for the Scots, but because it's a breathing space for Kolkata.
The Scots will gain very little as compared to what Calcutta will gain in keeping their heritage intact, because it forms the tapestry of our city.
An Indian tapestry in Scottish tartan.
The little bit will always be a corner of Scotland in India, yes.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.